It hasn't been easy for Florida Polytechnic University. But first, let's rewind to last year. During the 2012 legislative session, then-Senate Budget Chief J.D. Alexander spearheaded the effort to grant the University of South Florida's Polytechnic program independence from its parent school. The process was long, at times ugly, but Alexander got his wish, and the bill breaking the schools apart cleared the legislature.
Well, look, I voted for it. We all voted. It was the budget. We didn't have a budget without Polytech. I think that was abundantly clear, and I think we all remember that process very well.
That's present House Speaker Will Weatherford a few months ago explaining what happened. USF's Polytech became Florida Polytechnic University over the objections of students, faculty, staff, and several lawmakers who complained of arm twisting by Alexander. State University System Chancellor Frank Brogan says building a school from scratch isn't easy.
A non-existent institution suddenly is created in statute, and no faculty, no staff, no personnel, no students, no curriculum.
The new university received most of the financial assets of its predecessor, including a 158-acre parcel of land. But what didn't transfer? Degree programs, accreditation, and buildings. All of that has to be created, and that's where Florida Polytech is now.
The only thing that was created was the need for a board of trustees. Those slots were filled, and now that board has hired leadership staff and is working to begin to create the skeletal structure for the future of the Polytech. The discussion today is going to determine if people feel as though it is sufficient.
Progress is going a lot slower than many people expected, and right now the only thing Polytech has is a half-built building and an outline of programs it wants to start up, a situation university system governing board members are expressing doubts about.
You know, while you kind of held the statute at me and said this is your job to make sure we follow it, I agree with that.
No, that's not what I said. I said that it's not for us to decide we like it or not. It's not our job. It's not our job to decide what the legislators and the governor did.
Florida Board of Governors member Maury Husseini and Polytech's chief financial officer, Ava Parker, who was once a member of the board herself, had a testy exchange over Polytech's progress, its goals of admitting students in 2014, and whether that's even realistic. Audience members, including some university presidents, could be seen rolling their eyes in the background. A focal point in whether Florida Polytech will eventually stand on its own depends largely on the kind of students it hopes to lure. The school will have to compete with other state universities with long-established programs, and Polytech will be new to the game. And board member Elizabeth Webster says she doesn't think Polytech is ready to compete.
Historically, has that happened? I'm just coming from my perspective where I would feel a little uneasy about taking that chance.
Sure.
But the school argues it can, and it hopes to attract students from nearby community colleges that already have associate's degrees. The Board of Governors was initially opposed to Polytech's creation. It wanted a more gradual split and called for letting Polytech partner with another university. Board member Norman Tripp says he still believes that would have been a better option, and House Speaker Will Weatherford continues to push for a partnership.
Sometimes you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can just bring in a partner that can help you, show you how it works.
Creating a university from the ground up is no easy task. The last time the state built schools in a similar fashion was around 50 years ago, when the state created the University of North, Central, and West Florida. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.